USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
Lawmakers are continuing to discuss gun control legislation in both the House and Senate. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey is involved in the bipartisan Senate negotiations. Senator Toomey telling Fox News that modern background checks can be done very quickly.
Most firearm purchases do require background checks today. We could expand it to all commercial sales. I think that would make sense.
He also says there should be an emphasis on making schools safer, improving mental health resources, and that states should potentially consider red flag laws to take guns away from dangerous people. It's another daily record for gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.86 a gallon. That's a 25-cent a gallon bump over last week. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
As the Senate returns from their recess, Republicans on the Hill are continuing to call out the Biden administration.
In frustration on how the Biden administration operates, Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, was on Fox News Monday morning complaining the Biden administration is overwhelmed and nothing is getting done, or no one's in charge, leading to the same result.
They're too busy opening the border. There's crime in the streets, inflation, the price at the pump. The issues are out of control, and you have to wonder, why are they doing this, and why are they making decisions that complicate the lives of the American people every single day?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson is being slapped with a 24th lawsuit claiming sexual misconduct. The alleged victim's lawyer calling the allegations strikingly similar to those made by other victims. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul is aiming to address gun violence by signing 10 bills into law that tighten the state's gun control policies. Governor Hochul says we're constantly reminded about the scale of gun violence across the nation.
10 of our brothers and sisters in my hometown were senselessly slaughtered while grocery shopping at a place called Tops Friendly Markets, targeted by a white supremacist. Literally because of the color of their skin. His words, not mine.
The law includes raising the legal age to purchase a semi-automatic weapon from 18 to 21, expanded red flag laws, and a ban on large ammo magazines. The studio behind the summer blockbuster film Top Gun Maverick is facing a lawsuit over copyright infringement. In a suit filed against Paramount Pictures, the family of the author, whose article inspired the original 1986 film, said the studio failed to reacquire the rights. The family claims the film was finished after they reclaimed the article's copyright in January 2020. They're seeking unspecified damages and to block Paramount from distributing Maverick or other Top Gun sequels. Take USA Radio News with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.